I Wonder As I Wander instrumental background that may be what we use for the best 5 minutes of the day here during the holidays. It's 5 minutes and 9 seconds from Lori Line. It's just right for the best 5 minutes of the day. As we say good morning to our friend, Dr. Jason Kanz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, one of those deals calling you this morning, it was like so cold. The number was there and it sat for like more than 10 seconds before it finally started to ring. So, an oddity.
Yeah, it was weird. I looked at my phone and it said missed call. And I was like, what happened? Because I don't know.
So it hadn't even rung and it said missed call? It hadn't even rung? Yeah.
No.
All right. Weird. So how was the group last night?
It was really good. We had a lot of people there last night. Just kind of finished up some talk on the 12-step stuff on it's the Adult Children of Alcoholics group, and just a lot of good engagement with folks. For me, it's really been pretty life-giving, I think, to be just kind of talking about the different ways in which I show up in my family and in friendships and so forth. So
I went to it for the first time last week, and it's my intention to keep going. So, but I had to miss last night's Team Graphical Board meeting, and I'll miss next week for a basketball game. But you know, I saw something. You put me into on Facebook, like a private group for it, and I saw some references to kind of doing inner work or self work, and I kind of thought, you know, you think about Jesus in Matthew 23 when he's the tongue lashing to the Pharisees, right? And the religious, kind of the externally minded, and we can all be so that way. And I guess as I saw that, I'm like, shouldn't that be all of us? I mean, aren't we all called to be doing internal work?
Yeah. You know, the longer I live life, the more important I think that is. I think for us, it's really important to understand how we show up in the world, really to understand our belovedness. And, you know, for me, that shapes so much of everything else in terms of how we understand God, how we love other people. And unfortunately, it seems like so often that inner work gets ignored.
And one of the ways,
you know, downplayed.
And one of the ways it seems that that can surface is, for me, and I'm thinking of a fuse, right? I mean, it's just like, how long is your fuse? Yeah. Like, God is described as having unlimited patience. Unlimited. And so, and that is far from mine, and I presume yours. And so, and it's just, what's striking is, what you can tell is, how are you doing internally, is like, if something, when something unexpected, it could be in traffic, it could be at home, at work, something, somebody does or says something unexpected, and then if you get bothered by it, and that's where I'm just struck, even this holiday season, right? I'm just struck by like, wow, I'm never going to get out of patience class. I just, love is patient. I want to get to kindness class, but I just feel like I'm going to be in patience class for forever.
I feel that. So often when I get bumped emotionally or spiritually, that is what shows up, is kind of this simmering anger, simmering impatience.
Yeah.
And, you know, I begin to boil over on everybody else.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And I say,
I'm in that class with you.
Anger's a secondary, I think of it this way, people, as a secondary emotion. Yeah. So Gary Smalley said that it's your fear, frustration, and hurt feelings that's underneath your anger.
Right.
Larry Crabb pointed out it's your self-centeredness. Thank you, Larry. And so, you know, it's kind of like when you say simmering, yes, it's that pot on the stove, right? 212 degrees for boiling. And I feel like I'm not at zero. Like I've already, I think this morning, I feel like I need to, you know, but we're called off to work and to school. But I think I need some extended time with the Lord.
I know that's one of the areas that's easy for me to neglect, is just time to rest in God's presence, you know, to understand his love and patience toward me and to be able to carry that out into the world. So, I resonate with what you're saying.
Yeah. So trying to lengthen the fuse, I guess. Just, I don't know. Yeah. I heard somebody saying, breathe in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Breathe. Let's breathe, okay?
Breathe, yeah. Yes, for sure.
Well, thank you for your realness and for getting up early and being with us for almost 2 years here in the morning.
We're coming up on it.
I know it. And again, hey, every single day, it's worth mentioning. People want to check out some of your books, everything from poetry to a 6-year work of a devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. Check it out, jasoncans.com or Amazon, right?
Perfect. That sounds good for me.
All right. Talk to you tomorrow. You guys, do you have a go-to dipping sauce if you get chicken tenders, or does it kind of depend on, is it different for breadsticks versus like chicken?
Well, okay, so breadsticks, yeah, I'd say like a marinara sauce for breadsticks, mm-hmm. but chicken tenders, ranch is definitely the go-to. It's always the standby. However, there have been some times when my lovely wife has made homemade chicken tenders, and I have used ranch swirled with hot sauce,
ooh,
and it is fantastic. Mm. Kids don't like it quite as much. I enjoy it very much.
How about you, Mark?
I like honey mustard for the chicken.
Mm, okay.
I think my wife does. But I like ranch a lot as a dipping sauce for
very versatile
various things. Yeah.
I just realized just now that I am in a dipping sauce state of arrested development because I never have. I like everything plain. Plus, my food cannot touch each other on the plate.
Mm.
And that seems a little childish. And to deny myself the pleasure of dipping sauce, I mean, you're describing it. I'm like, why do I just eat plain chicken tenders? That seems foolish.
If Giannis Antetokounmpo at nearly 27 years old could finally discover the joys of dipping Oreos in milk and saying it's a game changer, I feel like we can all allow ourselves a little return to childhood with dipping various foods. And
there you go.
Chicken tenders need to be dipped, as do fries.
The reason I raise this is because there is a new dipping sauce coming to town, at least to Atlanta, Dallas, and Washington. KFC is bringing it. It's called Sweet Hot Capital City. It's Sweet Hot Capital City Mambo Sauce.
That has a really long name.
I thought it had some kind of political connotation. I don't know. But they claim that it goes great with fried chicken. Hello, that's what they're known for. And it's described as, tell me how this strikes you, sweet, spicy, and tangy.
Oh, my word. That sounds delicious.
Sure. To me, it's kind of like an alternative to the honey mustard, you know? Sweet, spicy, and tangy.
Okay, that sounds good.
I am a little bit shocked that we have gone this far talking about dipping sauces without mentioning the dipping sauce that specially goes with the Lord's chicken, the Chick-fil-A dipping sauce. Because
that's a good
one.
What
is it? What is that sauce?
How would you describe that, Mark? I would say it's based in a honey mustard.
Okay.
But then after that, it's sort of like heavenly blessings get mixed in, and it just,
wow.
Michelle brought some back at some point.
Yeah, she brought all sorts of them. You should be on
Why do we not have
PR
a Chick-fil-A here? Because they owe me so much money for all the hype that I give them.
I heard that there's one like being built like right outside of Lambeau, so.
Oh, wow. All the more reason.
The Lord's chicken.
Brian Duncan, Chris. All right. For a long time, we went with Tuesday Trivia, which has night alliteration, but we've been going with Mystery Voice Tuesdays. And the listeners have shown them to be incredibly smart. Because, you like a contest to go for a few calls.
Right.
But I think for a couple of straight weeks, we had people, the first caller got it.
The first caller.
Yeah.
You guys
so
are so smart.
Basically, we're penalizing you for being too smart.
Yeah, so like any good teacher, we're toughening the test, and it's not one but two voices, a male and a female today. And again, you told them the prizes, but one more time, two prizes.
So, yeah, two voices, two prizes. Yeah. We have two Micon Cinemas movie passes for you. And also we have Mallory Hope, a digital download of her Christmas album in keeping with the theme of the season, your Christmas station here on WIB.
All right, two voices. Here we go. Can you name these? At 723-2555. Listen close.
I have grown this habit of listening to podcasts. I like to listen to them when I get in bed at night.
And it is a British thing. You know, we are taught not to talk about money with your friends, let alone publicly.
All right, so the first one, 7 seconds. The second one, 4 seconds. It seems the first one is easier, at least in my reckoning, but here they go one more time. Mystery voices, two voices, two prizes is what we're calling it today.
I have grown this habit of listening to podcasts. I like to listen to them when I get in bed at night.
And it is a British thing. You know, we are taught not to talk about money with your friends, let alone publicly.
There we go. 723-2555. Any takers for two voices, two prizes this morning? 723-2555, 723-2555. Thoughts?
I think the second one might be from Britain.
Yeah. That's true.
I think the
and a girl.
I do agree with you. I think the first one is easier.
Yeah.
Also, the first gentleman. Is it just me? I thought it sounded like he's a little bit stuffed up, but maybe that's just because I've been sick recently.
He also sounds uncharacteristically stuttery.
Yeah, we've got true. Our first, normally very smooth.
Contestant, yes. On the line. Good morning. Smooth.
Am I on the line?
Yes, it's you. What's your guess, Charity?
It is George Clooney and Kate Winslet.
What in the world? The whole goal was so that the first person wouldn't get it. You are phenomenal. Charity, where are you calling from today?
I'm from Chippewa, and I love movies, so there you go.
Charity from Chippewa.
I thought Clooney was pretty identifiable, but Kate Winslet I thought was a lot harder.
Yeah. Right.
Well, Charity from Chippewa.
No, if you've seen the Titanic, you know.
Well, we're going to send you to the movies at MyCon, and we're going to give you a free digital download of a Mallory Hope Christmas album. How about that, Charity from Chippewa? Fantastic. Hang on the line for you. We'll let you know where to get your prizes.
Yeah, and speaking of movies, real quick, I mean, this is a great opportunity. American Underdog, I love the promotion with Special Olympics we got coming.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, American Underdog is coming out. It's the story of NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner. If you know Zachary Levi from Chuck and Shazam, mm-hmm. He is starring in that movie. Dennis Quaid is in it. Anna Paquin is in it as well, too. And, again, we were able to screen this as a staff. Excellent film, and it's coming early. MyCon Cinemas was able to procure early for the purposes of doing a special event. So 7 o'clock, December 17th and 18th. It's a Friday night, Saturday night. You can get your tickets. But if you come an hour early at 6 o'clock, they're going to be grilling burgers, brats, hot dogs, a little pregame tailgate party, some football photo ops, some chances to win some prizes. And all the proceeds from that event go to Special Olympics Wisconsin.
The MyCon hot dogs are so good. They're just delicious. So you're going to not want to miss out on that for sure. All right. So extroverts and introverts. I think it's kind of interesting.
Unite.
And sometimes it seems like people can get confused on this. It doesn't mean that sometimes we all need some alone time, and you're going to be around people. But the point is, like, what energizes
right.
you.
Right.
Right. And so with that in mind, Caleb, you have checked in. You've acknowledged freely, publicly, frequently that you are an introvert.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
And so, here's the thing. Again, if I'm out and about and you see me, you want to come up, that's fine. That's fine. I welcome that. I'm just not someone who necessarily seeks out people.
Right.
But
sure.
I love y'all. And if I'm an Aldi, go ahead.
Right. Well,
my daughter Evelyn is our oldest. She's an introvert, but that doesn't mean she loves performing, you know, being on stage or dancing, different things. But, I mean, she liked being on the radio with us when we talked about hair recently.
Yeah.
But
I mean, that's the thing about introverts. It doesn't mean you shy away from a spotlight.
Yeah.
It just means you maybe get your energy from different things. So,
well, in witnessing each of you at One Fest, I would have to say I find both of you really cordial and kind to the listeners. And probably after one, like Mark was ready to go to the Ren Collective show, and I'm like, I need to go home. I need to go home and nap. But both of you, it's hard to tell the introverts from the extroverts.
So here is something I found yesterday, though, and I just thought we'd bounce it off of you, Caleb. So it's how to care for introverts at Christmas.
Oh.
First of all, gift them books.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
How about skip small talk and discuss Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that's interesting, though.
Or Narnia.
I mean, Lord of the Rings would be where I would go.
But I think on the small talk, and a couple of the introverts in my family would say, they're like, I don't like small talk. And then when people say to me, now I can interpret it as an insult, or like, oh, you like small talk. And I'm like, well, that doesn't mean I like talking about, I like people. And people energy. And that doesn't mean introverts don't like, I mean, it just, they energize me.
Right.
So, anyhow, that small talk issue, that has come up, though.
Okay. This next one's important so that you don't take it personally when you're talking to an introvert at Christmas. Go for it, Mark.
All right. They will probably run away at some point.
They might.
Just kind of slip.
They might.
Slip away and read the books you gave us.
This is quite the mental picture. Lure them back with snacks.
All right.
I'm big on snacks.
Leaving snacks. A little trail of M&Ms, a little Caleb trap.
Yes. This is the thing, though. A good book. My recliner, a blanket, my MyPillow slippers, some snacks, and a warm beverage. Oh,
that's the wonderful. Care and feeding of Caleb right there. I love it.
Movies too, but
after two funerals on Saturday, without any Packer game, I was in the comfy seat at MyCon Cinema and enjoying a good movie. It was by myself, but it was still. I guess I was with people.
You were.
So Susan wasn't in here when I mentioned this. Did you know that MyCon has blankets now. You can purchase what? Blankets, and you can have a blanket in those comfort
nice.
Blankets.
It's nice.
How
gonna,
great is that?
You're going to take a Christmas nap.
Yes.
All right, so last one was lure them back with
the
snacks.
Previews,
the other one is keep the snacks coming.
Well, it's just, you know, it's good. You know, one of the reasons I think introverts like snacks is because they don't talk with their mouth full, so then they don't have to come up with conversation,
sure.
and they're happy.
They'll just
to let
the extroverts just keep prattling on. I say that in love.
Right.
Wow.
And listening is love.
While munching, sure. And that's the thing.
It's that whole other related thing, which is internal processors and external processors.
Right.
And I don't know if just because you're an introvert, you're an internal but the idea is probably if you're an extrovert, you process externally.
Absolutely true.
Gotta get the talks out.
Whereas you've told me, my friend, Caleb, you're like, I may not be talking, but I'm thinking all the time.
All the time.
He is. He's quite
better than the alternative. Well, this is the time of year when we start to scramble a little bit more, right? Where it's making sure that we have everybody checked off on that gift list. And there's always those folks that you save until the end because you're just, you're not sure what to get for them. Maybe they already have it all. Maybe they're just kind of tough to buy for. So we have some tips to streamline your Christmas shopping. You ask yourself these four questions, and it might help you come up with, again, you don't want to just have a throwaway gift. You want to have something that means something to you and to your recipient, right? Better to give than to receive. So first question to ask yourself when you're trying to buy that perfect gift, what did we talk about last? People are always dropping ideas. Maybe his morning commute is no fun. We'll buy him an App Store gift card so he can download a game app, you know, for those who have public transportation. Maybe she just signed up for a yoga class. We'll buy her a mat for home or, I don't know, some of those neoprene weights or something like
that. I love this practical idea. Like I said to Mark, I keep stealing your Keurig cappuccino pods and you don't have any for me to steal. So then I decided I'm going to give him some cappuccino pods.
Delicious donut shop coffee.
That's right. With the cream. I would recommend with the cream.
Here's the second tip here on the Wib Wake Up Show. Can I tie in a personal experience? You know what's better than a gift card? One to a restaurant you've been to together. Mm. Use nostalgia to your advantage. The thoughtfulness behind it will make a small gift seem bigger. What a wonderful idea to say, I remember when we went here. Let's do it again.
And sometimes it's not about, again, the dollar, the volume of dollars spent, but the thought, the fact that someone actually went to some effort to think about what would be meaningful.
The third of four ideas for buying the perfect gift every time. What does he or she do regularly? Can you can't think of anything? Then you're not trying hard enough. Think about it. Your wife brews coffee every morning. Your brother hikes every week. Your buddy has two dogs. Your list writes itself.
And final question to ask yourself here on the Wib Wake Up Show, again, as you're trying to streamline that Christmas shopping, ask yourself, what's the purpose of the gift? If you can't answer this question, keep shopping. That would mean that sometimes I just get my kids stuff just for fun. That's that's the purpose. Okay. Ultimately, gifts should be a reflection of how well you know the needs of the person you're buying them for.
There you
go.
This is such a great segment because I just realized what I'm going to get Phil. He's working right now. Binoculars. He's always looking outside. Like, do you see that? This is
It works.
Solved my whole problem.
You guys kind of live in the country a little bit. And so, near the river, near the Lake Altoona, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, very good.
Yeah, we can spy on the ice fishermen.
There we go.
It's a gift for both of us.
Is he kind of a bird watcher?
He is. Well, anything, any nature, like, look at those holes in the ice.
It's great.